Hi, everybody. This is April, speaking to you from Space Year 2023. That's right. I'm cutting in here to let you know that it has now been 10 years, a full calendar decade since I started this podcast, Go Bayside. And as you've probably noticed the entire time, it was very DIY. I was never on a network. There's never been any ads in any of the episodes. And now that it's been 10 entire years that it's been out there in the ether on every possible podcast player for you to enjoy, I am taking the first 50 episodes and I am archiving them. So episodes 1 through 50 will now only be available on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/AprilRichardson. If you go there, there's several tiers that I think are very reasonable. The first being just to have access to all of the Go Bayside archive episodes. The rest being to catch up on the new stuff that I'm making should you be interested in hearing me talk about other things that aren't Saved by the Bell related. So there you go. It's been 10 years, you guys. 10 years listening to me talk nonsense about this television show. And now you can join me over at patreon.com/AprilRichardson. Or if it's easier for you to remember, you can go to baremins.com. That is BAREMINS.com. And you can find all of the old Go Bayside episodes there for you to enjoy. Play until your heart's content. Leave comments. See the photos on my old green couch. Join us there, please. And thank you so much for 10 years of supporting Go Bayside. Okay, you guys, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside. This is the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I invite a friend over to watch an episode of the show, and then we critically deconstruct it for you guys. And today's guest is very eagerly sought after by the fans. It's a man named Harris Whittles.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I find that hard to believe.
It's not a lie. Several emails begging me to get you as a guest.
Well, you got your wish, motherfucker.
That's right. Everybody, you're welcome.
Are we being video recorded?
No.
Okay, because sometimes it is.
No, actually,
that
animation was a fan. This guy, Jay Marks, made it for fun.
Gotcha.
He just emailed me out of the blue and was like, I made this for fun. And I was like, this is the raddest thing anyone's ever done for me. I can't believe that you did this. No, so, you know, in the future, when I sell this as a TV show.
Then it will be.
I basically just want to know
if I can lean back and not, like.
Make yourself totally at home.
Okay, great.
Totally at home. Nobody is seeing but me. No one is judging but me.
There goes the pants.
Okay, the episode we just watched is called Student Teacher Week, and the original air date was September 12th, 1992. Now, I just need you to give a brief synopsis of the entire plot, and then we'll get into our notes.
Okay, so this was a later episode about the students and the teachers swapping places. So Zach becomes principal. Mm-hmm. Kelly becomes teacher. Kelly takes her job very seriously. Zach does not.
Yes.
And Kelly decides that she's going to punish the football players who skip her test by not letting them play in the big game. Mm-hmm. That player is Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Zach is the one that said that they didn't have to take the test.
Right.
So then it became a moral quandary for Zach. Should he punish the students and do what's right and be nice to his friends, or should he do what's right in turn? Right.
Well said.
Or should he side with Slater and be immoral, or should he come, right. Or should he do what's right and good for the school and good for education?
Yeah.
And let them play.
And he decides to suspend the players.
Yes, so he suspends them.
Yeah.
They knock down his door, literally.
Yes.
And then they come to a little compromise. Hey, why don't they just take the test and play the game?
Right. So, that would work.
Yeah. And then, like, hey, why didn't they do that just the whole time?
The whole time. Or
she could have just given the test like one day later.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
She didn't have to be. So, yeah, we'll get into it.
We'll get
that.
Into it.
That's
okay.
The gist.
Yes, well said. So this opens in the gym, I guess. It's like an assembly, and when they're announcing all kinds of shit. And the first announcement is how Jesse says the talent show has to be canceled because Muffin Sangria's ventriloquist dummy, JoJo, was eaten by termites.
Yeah.
Everyone loses their goddamn mind over this news.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
deaf comedy jam style laughing.
Everyone but Jesse.
At first.
But then.
Then she also.
She says it again.
Yes.
She goes, guys, this is serious. Sorry, JoJo. She can't even help herself. She laughs, even though she was like, this is serious.
Yeah.
A second before.
Yeah.
Because it's that funny. Then Zach comes up to the mic.
Yeah.
And he says, sorry, JoJo. I mean, they really milk this joke.
Like,
they make a meal out of it.
Seven ventriloquism jokes.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
With teenagers. This is not the 20s.
I know.
And old-timey style. Like, so many jokes are made.
And then also, like, was this show 4 hours? How did they have time to just stay on a fucking subject for so long? Like,
and that subject.
Yeah, and that subject.
And the idea
subjects.
That, like, any modern day, again, it's in the 90s, like,
yeah.
That wouldn't have, there wouldn't even be a teenager that was like, oh, what am I doing in the talent show? I'm doing a ventriloquism act.
Right.
No one did that. So that's hilarious. Also, Jesse, we know that Jesse's like the president of the school. She's on student council. But that when Zach comes up to them, Zach has no credentials. Like, just because you're a cool guy at school, you don't get to speak at assemblies.
That's true. He was one of three people up there.
Yeah.
Happened to be. I mean, listen, that's a thing on this show that you just have to buy. Like, the three cheerleaders of the school are Lisa, Jesse, and Kelly.
That's their entire squad.
The three
chicks.
People on stage are fucking our main character. Like, they're smart. Actually, they did a smart thing regarding that.
Okay.
In that they started with two people when they decided what students were selected to be teachers. They started with Bill.
Oh, okay. Well, right.
Bill Johnson.
Bill Jones. And I wrote that down. Well, yeah. Okay. So Zach comes up and he says other shit. But
oh,
then,
we're going chronologically.
No,
I jumped
but Bill,
ahead.
You're right. Belding comes up and is like, okay, now I'm going to announce the winners of the contest.
Yes.
It was an essay contest.
Yeah.
And he does. He's like, first, Bill Jones to teach, and he just said foreign languages.
Right,
so
in
all
general.
Of them,
all languages. All of the languages. Yeah, yeah.
Bill Jones
it's a
knows
heck of a class.
Five languages.
Yeah.
Fluently. So he's going to teach all of those. He shouldn't, if he knows, he should not be in high school. He would be past high school if he knew all that. And you're right. And then he says, like, some insanely long, obviously foreign last name.
And
is like, English. And that's that joke.
But point being, two other kids that aren't Zach and Slater and Lisa
just
and whoever win the contest.
Other people
just
go
to
there.
Prove other people go there, which was great. Great move.
Yes. And they, the way that that's framed, I love that it was framed like it's a contest you win and it's an essay writing contest because then they go, he's like Lisa and Screech, gym teachers. So if you extrapolate that mm-hmm. means Screech sat down and wrote an essay about how passionate he is about teaching gym, a class he has arguably never even taken.
Yes.
He has shown no interest ever in any like if he had wanted to teach science, I'd go, yeah, that checks out.
That makes complete sense what you're saying. Also, I was lost in thought because I was like, wait, what did Lisa do in that?
Right.
That, like, she really didn't do shit in the
She didn't
whole
do shit.
Episode.
She just like was wearing a leotard.
Yeah, but really it was Screech's story.
It totally was.
And it wasn't a story. It was just like he was mean to the nerds for a
second.
Well,
he just all of a sudden was obsessed with physical fitness.
Yeah.
Even though he never has been before or
yeah,
since.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's all of a sudden like, no, I'm obsessed with being ripped and getting people
But, you know,
ripped.
It's foreshadowing because he later went on to be obsessed with fitness in real life.
Wait, is that for real?
He got kind of jacked and, like, does, like,
See, I refuse. I haven't read his book or anything. I just don't want to hear about his dick in any way.
Oh, I do. But also, his book is just filled with lies, apparently.
That's what I've heard, too, that it's, like, totally
so it's,
not
like,
true
not
anyway.
Reading,
but 50% of it is just, like, here, I'm going to talk about my dick, how big it is, now fuck all these women, and I don't want to know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't watched, and I usually watch celebrity porns, and I haven't watched his porn either, because I don't want to see his dick ever.
You're trying to keep it pure.
I just don't, and so that way, yeah, I don't want to know about it.
See, I'll look at anyone's vagina, dick, I'll look at any genitalia. I don't care. It's just interesting.
I listen.
Even if it's gross.
I feel that. I swear. I've seen like Fred Durst
dick.
Porn. Like, trust me, I'm on board.
Fred Durst
yeah,
That's
and
funny.
He's doing a black chick. And I remember because me and Millie were like, why would black chick let him do her? Like, they're better than that. Like, do you know what I mean? We were like so
that's
mad
a bad
about that.
Step back for
yes,
their race. Sure.
Like,
sure.
How did that happen? So no, normally I'm on board, but for some reason with him, he's just so extra gross, and I'm like,
yeah.
No.
Well, you're so like immersed in this show
right,
right.
Now.
Right,
and I just wanted
to
be Screech forever.
Yeah.
But did he really get jacked? Like, he has muscles?
I remember seeing him. He was on some workout, like had a tape or something.
You're joking.
I swear. I unless
Screech's
I dreamed it.
Workout tape. You definitely.
I swear. I thought
Screech
I saw this.
Powers workout. Or
I'll
whatever.
Google it later, but I think it had. Yeah.
You might have dreamed it.
What's his diamond?
What's like the weirdest celebrity sex tape you've seen?
Well, I don't know who the weirdest celebrity is, but I know the weirdest sex tape was Hulk Hogan's.
Oh, you see, I don't think I watched that one either because I was into wrestling growing up and I kind of also didn't want to see Hulk Hogan's
dick.
Oh,
well, you have to see, you don't really see his dick. I guess you do a little bit, but mostly it's him. It's worth watching for him saying, I had a lot of pork tonight. Like, he's just like this bloated mess of a man.
No,
yeah.
He says that before he
he's
has
like,
sex with someone.
Oh, I ate a ton of pork tonight.
And then they get busy.
And then they,
I think one of the, pork. We also watched Vince Neil has one, and it came out around the same time as the Pam and Tommy Lee one, so it got overshadowed.
Right.
But it was Vince Neil and Janine, and there's one part where they set the camera, what I assume is like on their dresser or whatever.
Sure.
But they start doing it. I'm doing hand things like anybody can see me. But it's just like two butt steaks going, because it's like just their butts on top of each other.
Yeah.
It's like the weirdest angle ever.
And
not arousing in any way for anyone.
Listen, guys, if you're going to do amateur porn.
It's got to be side view.
Got to do side view.
Or even front view, but not just purely back view where it's like two butts.
Agreed.
Like just going up and
I have
down.
To see this now, though. Since it exists.
Yeah, it's not that great. Just that shot,
right.
We were like, this is pretty funny. It was weird they didn't edit it out. Because, I mean, presumably they made it for themselves to watch later.
Also, you said Janine?
Janine, like the porn star Janine. Yeah,
that's on that
Blink-182 album cover and everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah.
Oh, is that his woman?
I mean, I think it was at the
right.
time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
All right.
Back to not celebrity sex tapes. Yeah, so Lisa and Screech are somehow paired up again, and they want to be gym teachers, which for their characters is completely out of character. They've never shown any interest in that.
That was clearly just, all right, these two characters are left over here.
Yeah, we got to give them
we
something.
We have a gym set, so they can go there.
So then, the winners are announced, and then Kelly is a history teacher, I think, and then that's when Belding goes, all right, guess who gets to be principal? It's Zach, and he's like laughing, and he's like, I want you to read your essay out loud to everyone.
Uh-huh.
And of course Zach's like, you can't be serious. So he reads it.
Uh-huh.
And it is like two sentences, and it's this whole dick move. It's like, why be teacher when you be principal? It's totally fucking easy. You don't do shit.
Yeah.
And then he goes, the end.
Yeah. He wrote the end like a fucking gangster.
That is my favorite part of it. Is there presumably like juniors or seniors in high school, and he's ending essays with the end.
Well, that's how you know when it's over. I mean, listen, he's a smart guy. And I want to defend Zach Morris because I idolized him.
Well, duh.
That he was being a dick intentionally.
Okay, so that when you watched this, did you really genuinely...
Oh, he was the coolest.
Yeah, because when I was watching, I started watching it in middle school when it was on Saturday mornings. And I was like, oh, this is what high school will be like when I get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you were like, I want to be the Zach of my high school.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to be Slater or Screech. They don't even, for the guys, they don't even make it a question who you should be.
Yeah, I guess it's, well,
like
Slater,
he's a fucking meathead jock. Like,
right, but I mean, I would assume
I sounded like Jesse Spano then. Like, I mean, he's a
what
nice
a pig.
Guy. But
no,
clearly Zach is the man. There's
well,
no
Zach's
contest.
The man, but I would assume that teenage boys would also maybe want muscles.
That's true. But I never desired having muscles. I knew, I saw my dad, I was like, I know what I'm going to look like. I don't have to want muscles.
I saw my dad and knew I'd look like that in high school.
Yeah.
So I just settled for being Zach. So he's like, the end. And then that's when Belding says, well, guess what? You totally get to be principal.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool, dude. Get out of my parking space or whatever. So the next scene is they're all sitting at the Max talking about, you know, their newfound jobs as teachers, which I did wonder how this worked. Does that mean the real teachers just straight up like got the week off?
With
like
they no
were
pay.
Like, yeah,
just like we're hey, we're doing this weird thing for no reason. So sorry, teachers.
I know you guys have families and everything, but yeah. Sucks for you.
I like to imagine that they got to also be teachers or students
like Belding
because
did.
Belding said later we're gonna go moon whoever,
right?
And he said we, and I imagine that's him and the other
the other teachers
they're all being bad kids,
exactly, like they trade. It's not an even trade because like the kids are students, but for some reason the teachers are like, oh, we're gonna be delinquents, we're not even just gonna be regular
exactly.
students,
yeah,
we're gonna be like asshole students,
right?
We're gonna be all five Zach Morrises,
right,
or whatever. So yeah, they're all talking about it in the Max. And somebody, like Kelly or somebody, says, what are you, to Zach, what are you going to do to be, like, a good principal? And he's like, I'm going to start by enlarging the peepholes in the girls' locker room.
Real creepy, right?
That's illegal.
Yeah, like, but everyone kind of laughed, but also it seems like there actually are peepholes, like, when he said that, right?
Right, because everyone laughs, including the girl. The girls are like, oh, wait a minute, what the fuck, there are peepholes in there?
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, oh, ha-ha, cool that you guys look at us naked all the time, no
and then
problem.
No one talks about it again.
No one
it's
addresses
like, yeah,
all right, this.
They fucking look at me. I will say, props to the props department. Because there was ice in the sodas, and usually it just looks like flat, hot soda. And I'm like, who would drink that? They've just been shooting all day. That's why it looks like that.
Exactly.
But it was brilliant, brilliant ice
that
placement.
It's so funny that you bring that up, because every time, like, Andre Hyland is also a big fan, and every time he's been on, he points that out too. He's like, there's never ice in any of the sodas. It's just like flat RC cola,
yeah, I know.
Like off brand shit.
No
yeah.
bubbles in it.
No
just
bubbles.
Looks like sludge.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. So they had fresh,
they had
cold
fresh ice.
Sodas.
It looked good. I was like, damn, that soda looks good.
So the props department did their job.
Yeah.
It was enticing. Okay, yeah, and then they go...
Well, I'd also like to bring up... Are you at the blow to the scene? The end to the scene?
Well, no, I was just going to say another thing about how, again, in this, Zach said, while they're at the table, Zach's like, hey, Screech, why do you want to teach gym? And again, he's just super, like, into it.
Well, okay, this is what I want
to talk
about.
Oh, okay.
Because... Well, I just loved that this was the joke. The blow to a scene, to use writer's terminology.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
It's just like the last joke of a scene. It's
oh, okay.
the most important thing because it goes to the next scene. You have to leave them having laughed at the last thing.
Right.
Or it's uncomfortable. And their blow was Zach going, Zach says to Screech, why do you want to teach gym? And Screech goes, so I can pump and you up.
Yes.
He does the thing from
Saturday Night,
from Saturday Night Live, and that's just the end of the scene.
So the final joke in the scene is a joke from another TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, from it is from I Want to Pump You Up. I just was like, you can't do that.
Right.
I don't think you could do that.
How could they not get, like, sued?
Yeah, well, they just took
a joke from a whole other
that's
thing.
That's like a new level of lazy, is getting a legit laugh. Like, they're not making fun of it, even.
Right.
It's just
There's
a
no
legit
parody,
laugh.
No nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's just him saying it straight the way that they do in the actual sketch.
So I thought that was just, like, funny, lazy writing. But
that's crazy. Yeah,
yeah.
But you're right. It totally ends the whole scene. And because the next scene, they're in history class. And I did want to point out that Ox is the guy who plays Ox in this episode is the jock, dumb jock Ox. And previously, he's Scud. The metal dude. He's Scud, the metal dude
who
smokes weed in the Johnny Dakota episode.
That's true.
So they don't even remember, like, oh, we are, this guy's a, this
yeah, but
same
he,
guy.
He's been Ox a few times, right? As the dumb.
He's Ox more.
Yeah.
He was only Scud that one time, I think,
yeah,
but he's
yeah.
Ox in a bunch of
That's
stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah. So he's Ox this time, and he and Slater and some other guy are, like, broing out about the game or whatever. And then Kelly walks in because she's the teacher. So she's like, hey, everybody, I'm your teacher now, not Kelly, the cheerleader. And they're all kind of like, yeah, whatever. Which, to be fair, anyone would be that way. Like, in your school, if your friend came in, like, I'm your teacher now, you'd be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Kelly went a little cuckoo brains.
Yeah.
It seems, right away, right off the bat.
Yeah, she was immediately like, sit down, Slater.
Yeah, it was a little fucked up.
Yeah, and he was like, okay.
Yeah, like, you could be a teacher and not be a dick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. And you would even... Yeah, of course, there'd immediately be some give and take with your friends, because you'd be like, yeah, no, it's weird, I'm your teacher right now.
Exactly.
But, okay.
You wouldn't just, like, you would acknowledge that you guys are doing this weird thing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just pretend like Slater's the crazy one. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so she's immediately like, sit down! And then, you know, whatever, she's doing her teacher shit, quizzing them on World War One and World War Two. I did write this down because I was like, this is something I would say. It was legit kind of funny for high school.
Yeah.
When she said, when did Turkey enter the war? And Slater said, I don't know, Thanksgiving.
Great joke.
I mean, for a teenager,
yeah,
that's knocking it out of the park.
For an adult, for anyone.
Any age.
Yeah. That's just a good piece
of comedy.
That's just
good shit.
Yeah.
So in the middle of this, where she's like quizzing them on the war, Zach calls two girls to the office. Like, he just goes, hey, I need to see Heather and Gina to my office.
Two girls that are so hot, the whole audience woos.
Oh, that.
That's how hot they were in their fucking weird, stupid outfits.
Oh my God, they were wearing, I don't know if it was Heather or Gina.
She's wearing, like, a blazer. I mean, it was like slutty Paula Poundstone a little bit is the look.
Yes! It was a blazer,
yeah,
but with sheer sleeves.
Yeah, sheer sleeves.
Which is like business slut.
Yeah, that's
like,
why the audience went nuts, because of the sheer.
But it's on her arms.
I know.
It's not like... It's
that
like,
was such
look
a look,
arms.
Though. That was
yeah.
a look. I remember those yeah. sheer sleeves.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Giving you a taste. Just
yeah.
giving you a taste
yeah.
of the arm. Yeah. Like, yeah. oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the best
Keeping
part...
Keeping bugs out.
Yeah.
of my arms.
Look like bug mosquito nets. Sexy mosquito nets.
Yeah, sexy malaria stoppers.
But the class, like, it's so clearly, he might as well have said on the intercom, like, I need Heather and Gina to come to the office to fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's all it is.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe that's why the audience wooed also. They're like, oh, this dude's about to fuck. Like, we're about to see some hardcore penetration.
From this teenager
yeah.
in his office.
But I guess it turns out he was just setting up a future fuck. Fucking.
Plus, yes, because they get to the office. He's got their files in front of
yeah,
him, which
yeah.
nothing is sexier.
Right.
He's like, I've been reading your files.
Yeah, your home address, your phone. Like, what else would be in that
your
file?
Your medical thing? History.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, so he's like fully illegally reading their
yeah.
files, and he's like, hey, your files don't say anything about having a boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. And they're, like, into this game. He's mm-hmm. spitting. But yeah. my whole thing with this whole scene is he doesn't need to be fake prince. He could just ask these girls out. Just
yeah.
ask them out. You
yeah.
don't need to do it under the guise of, like, fake principal. It's
totally.
Like, you're Zach Morris. Just ask them out in the hall on a regular day.
I guess he wanted to feel what power was like or something. There's some real psychological shit happening
right.
here.
Right, and I guess
he like, wanted to just, like, own this situation. But also, I kept thinking about, like, how much fucking work Zach puts into, like, flirting. It's so exhausting, because also in the scene, he says he's going to go have lunch with the girls' swim team.
Yes.
It's like, you're, all right, so you're gonna have sex with both of these girls. You're
yes.
going to have lunch with a swim team, presumably try to have sex with, like...
Right, with however many girls are on a swim
that's
team.
That's just so much work. It's
Wait.
Exhausting. It's exhausting to think about.
I agree with you. However, are you thinking about that now with a 30-year-old mind?
Oh, yeah. I guess, like, your whole
because
M.O.
16,
in high school is to
you
just
have a boner constantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
That's yeah, and now it's like, oh, I have to fucking go out.
Right.
Like, that's how I feel now.
Right.
So I think you're right about that.
Right. So if as a 16-year-old, you'd be like, yeah, this all tracks. Like,
yeah.
Of course I would fuck 20 girls in a day or whatever.
Like, can 16-year-olds use Tinder?
I think they can.
That's crazy.
That is a thing that really blows my mind is when I think about, because I've aged out of all that shit.
No, yeah,
I totally have. When this airs, I'll be 35, so I've, like, aged out.
That's not the thing.
I think it is. But I think about teenagers now because they'll never know privacy.
Yeah.
They'll never... Because when I was growing up, like, it was, like, work. If you want to find out somebody's phone number, it was, like, a real mission.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
now it's, like, you just find out everything about
it
somebody
a real
in 2 seconds.
It was a score when you got a number.
Yeah.
And now it's nothing.
And now, and it was also the production of, like, if you called, you hoped the parents didn't answer, and if they did, like, you'd have
yeah.
to be like, oh, this is weird, can I talk to your daughter, like, whatever.
Well, you know what I think the modern phone number asking is asking for someone's last name,
Yes.
To see their Facebook or whatever.
That actually is true because, yeah, because Tinder is just first names.
And it's very scary to ask a last name. That's that feeling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of fascinating? That's a hard step to take? Yeah. To be like, what's your last name? Oh my God, I'm nervous. Will she tell me?
Because
like,
she knows what it means. Or yeah. He knows what it means. It means, right. I want to do further sleuthing of you.
You're right, right.
Anyways.
Super weird. But yeah, so... But for this, and we talked about briefly, though, when we were watching this, and I have talked about this on previous episodes, is whether or not Zach's fucking, if any of these kids are fucking.
Right.
Because it's kind of, I feel like Jesse and Slater might have, because there's been comments.
I think they all fucked on prom.
You think so? I feel like Kelly might not have fucked.
Well, okay, because we saw that Zach had to, like, buy her poverty dress and, like. I mean, that was this whole separate thing.
Yeah.
Like, where they danced outside of prom.
In her sweat.
So that was a weird night to begin with.
Yeah.
So maybe not them. But that's where definitely where, like, I think that's where Slater or Jesse would fuck if I thought about
it. But Kelly seems a little saving herself for marriage, kind of.
Yeah.
So I feel like she might not have fucked. Because that's also why Jeff cheated on her, clearly. Like, a college dude's like, well, you're not giving me any. I'm clearly going to cheat on you.
Although, you know what? I have a skewed view of, like, what the 80s were like. Where I think that, like, making out was, like, predominant.
I think so, too. I think you're right.
Like, it wasn't like it is now, right? Where everyone's fucking
in high school.
No, not at all. Right.
I mean, I didn't, when I was 16, I hadn't had sex yet.
Yeah, I think it was more normal then.
Yeah.
So there is a solid chance they're not
fucking. That they're not actually fucking. Yeah. Well, he's going to be finger banging, like, the entire girls' swim
So they
team,
are
though.
Fingering.
I feel like they're fingering. Definitely.
That's so interesting, like, that. We never hear about any of that on this show.
It is
true. I mean, I guess that's not interesting, but, like, it's so G-rated.
Right.
But that shit is going on.
Yeah, but they can't, I mean, yeah, it was a Saturday morning
thing.
Yeah,
obviously they can't address it,
but it's
funny
feel like
to know people.
However loud they crank the woos is what you know they're really
that's
talking
true.
About.
That's
so it's
true.
Like the loudest woos, it's like, oh, well, that comment was about fingering.
Yeah.
Because everybody's wooing so hard.
And like I said before, Tori fucks.
You're like Tori fucks.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
She's like a badass like biker chick.
Yeah, she fucks.
Yeah.
But I think she would fuck, you know, dudes in their 40s with like handlebar mustaches.
Yeah, she's like from out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not gonna fuck Zach. Zach's like a total pussy to her.
Yeah.
So, I forgot what we were talking about after the, Zach fucking all the girls swim team and everything.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it is weird. It's weird that he uses this situation to ask two girls out when, like, he's the man of the school and he can just ask out anybody. So then Belding comes in to the principal's office and he's in his, like, off-duty outfit, his kid outfit, which is a kid outfit. Like, it's not an outfit a man in his 40s would wear.
Well, he's in his linos. I mean, it's full-on jeans and a denim
jacket and jeans.
A t-shirt. Yeah.
But they fit. I mean, it looks like he raided Zach's closet.
Yeah.
Not a grown man's closet.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
He was really taking the student thing seriously. So he comes in, and then, like, I think Zach is like, oh, you don't have a hall pass. I'm sending you to detention.
Well, actually, Zach is pretending. He's playing with a paddle ball thing, and then the door opens, and he, embarrassed, puts it away.
Yeah.
But it's like, but also you've hung up, like, you have skateboards and basketball hoops that you've decided to put in the office. I don't know. It's just like, why are you embarrassed about playing paddle ball?
We clearly know that you're doing
you're not a good principal.
Yeah.
Don't try to act like you're a good principal.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody knows that you're not. I mean, they heard your essay on the subject.
Yeah.
They know you don't think it's a serious thing.
And was this fucking, was there a contract that was, like, it's so crazy that everyone just agreed to this.
I've thought about that the entire time. Because when Belding comes in, Zach's like, you have detention, he would just be like, no, I fucking don't.
Yeah, but instead he listened.
And does it, goes to detention.
For no reason, this isn't a thing.
Yes, this isn't a thing. Also, when it comes to Zach, like, making actual decisions about the school's athletic teams.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Like,
he can cause very real consequences.
Seriously. Yeah. Like, Belding would just step in and go, okay, this is a fake thing. I'm really the principal, and this is what I say.
There's, like, liabilities, like, medical ones. There's, like, all sorts of shit. This is insane.
No, I fully agree with you. Like, absolute. And also, we're jumping ahead, but when everybody skips the class with the test, like, They just get zero. Like, if you just get a zero. Yeah, you get just a get zero, an F.
And then you go play.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand why they had to pass to play the game.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, that leads us to the next thing, though, because Slater storms in. Slater comes in and he's like, look, I got to ask you a favor. Kelly says we're having a test tomorrow. We can't because we got this big practice for this big game. So tell her to cancel the test. And that's when Zach's like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So he does. Like, he calls her to the office, and but he gives her some crap about, like, look, I'm into this new agey thing. I want learning to be fun. Tests make it stressful.
Yeah.
Let's eliminate the stress.
Yeah.
Now, Kelly has been this dude's girlfriend for several years, I think. Been his friend for more than that. No, everyone within a 50-mile radius knows this guy hates school, never does work, the biggest slacker of all time.
Sociopath, manipulative.
It's all of the above. Yeah. But she goes, oh, that sounds like a very serious thing. Instead of going, well, of course you don't want to test, you're a fucking slacker.
Right, no, she believes him, just hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that makes perfect sense, I'll totally do it.
Yeah.
Now, you do bring up a point of she could just move this test back a day.
Yeah.
One day.
There's just a lot of different things that can happen here.
Because she knows they have practice, they have the game the next day, so just give the test on Tuesday instead of Monday.
That's really fucked up of her. Like, these guys are trying to get, like, football scholarships to college and stuff.
Yes.
At some point, it's mentioned that this is the title game. They are winning a championship.
Yes, which title we don't know.
Don't know a title. Titles are important.
Yes.
And Kelly's says they can't play unless they fucking
pass the test on this day.
That's fucked up.
I agree with you fully. Yeah. I think Kelly's in the wrong. Look, I'm no jock apologist. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I think they get a free ride, and that's bullshit. And football scholarships, even though they're dummies, like, that sucks. But you can't move a test back one day. Like, come on.
Yeah.
So anyway, Kelly believes Zach and is like, cool, I'll never give a test. There's this whole week that I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. So the next scene is she's, like, walking in the gym, and Jesse... Oh, in the gym where Screech is, like, super trying to whip some nerds into shape.
Yeah.
And is, like, yelling at them for not being ripped.
Yeah, he yells at one, are those pecs, or did you drop Tic Tacs down your shirt?
Yes. Which is kind of a solid burn, to be honest.
Well, I kind of want to be like, well, that... Are you talking about his nipples? Like, because that's what the two Tic Tac looking things are. I don't know. It just is a weird visual. But, yeah, it is.
But those nipples are not
like, he's saying the
Tic Tac
is the whole peck? I mean, that's gross and crazy to think of what that would look like.
I think he was just saying...
They're small. Yeah.
The Tic Tacs are your nipples. I'd notice them less if they were on big, bulging muscles.
Okay, all right.
But because it's
just
them...
Well, he should have said that.
It's just them alone. They're very noticeable.
Okay.
But he's also...
It's just Tic Tacs.
He's wearing a tank top while he's doing this. Yeah. He's like the scrawniest dude in there.
Yeah. But he's taking his job very seriously.
Yes. For some reason, even though he probably used to skip gym class.
Yeah.
So, but Jesse's sitting on the bleacher studying, and Kelly walks in and is like, hey, what are you doing? Why aren't you working out? And she's like, I'm studying for your test. And that's when Kelly's like, guess what? I'm never giving a test ever again. Because Zach's new educational philosophy really makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Like, he turned her in 5 seconds of speaking.
Yes. And then that's when Jesse, the voice of reason, is like, this is Zach, you total idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you know he doesn't give a shit about education, so why did you believe him?
Right.
And she's like, no, you don't understand. He really changed. And that's when Slater and Ox and the other 45-year-old guy walk in, and they're, like, super psyched. I mean, they're basically like, isn't it great we don't have a test tomorrow, guys?
Yeah, that was a poor judgment on Slater's part.
Yeah. To talk about it openly.
Is right next to her, right next to Kelly, to say, I knew Zach would do it. Or
yes.
I knew Zach could do it.
Like, immediately.
Yeah, like right in earshot of
her. Yes. And so she's like,
bad,
do what?
Poor judgment.
Yeah.
Slater can't be mad at anyone but himself.
Yeah,
for this.
He dropped the ball on that. He really gave away the secret. Yeah. And of course she's like, what are you talking about? And then that's when Ox, also dumb, is like, Zach totally got the test canceled. And now she's like, guess what, fuckers? Totally giving you the test tomorrow. Deal with it. And then they're like, what? We haven't studied. We practiced all night. And she's like, I don't care. Now, the next scene is her classroom, and all the football players decided not to show up. And that's a thing where I'm like, I didn't know students, I didn't know as a student you could strike against tests. I didn't know students were unionized.
Well, what's interesting is I think that that was the one scene where it's like, oh, this is realistic.
Yeah.
If a student was the teacher for a day, right, I'd be like, fuck class. Yeah. Not going to that. And no one went. And I was like, yeah, all right, I'll buy this. And then the rest of the students left.
Right.
And that's what they all should have done the whole time.
They're, well, first of all, if you don't show up for a test, you just get an F on it. Like, that's how that works, yes. I would think, regardless.
Right.
So the fact that she, like, Kelly, like, weirdly panics, I'd be like, oh, okay, they get Fs. Cool. Like, no problem. But you're right, also,
to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I think she was panicking because she wants to be a good teacher.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even think of that. Well, no, she actually...
She wants him to learn this material.
I don't know if it's this. It might be later or earlier, but she says something about, like, this is my only chance.
She does say that.
To prove I'm a good teacher, which I'm like, is it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. This isn't even a chance. No one's watching.
I like the idea of, like, if she does well this week...
Yeah.
The next week, Mr. Belling's like, you're hired.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly. It's
you're like, a teacher
well,
now.
You're 16. And you're a moron.
You've not so. Yet been to college.
Yeah.
You have zero certification or credentials. Yeah, but maybe that's later she says that. So anyway, yeah, so they don't show up. And you are right. It is realistic in the way that the students would be like, well, fuck Kelly. What's she going to do about it?
Yeah.
Or, but they would just take Fs. Like, it just wouldn't even be a thing.
Right.
They'd get an F. They'd still play the game.
Right, exactly.
Because it's an F on one test. It's not
that's
like.
That's the thing. It's not the average.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's just like, take that F, do better on the next test to balance it out.
Yeah, and go play the fucking game.
Exactly. But yeah, so they don't show up, and then eventually everybody leaves. And so, and Mr. Belding comes in, you know, in his, like, head-to-toe denim, being, you know, a rascally student. And that's when he's like, what happened? Where is everybody? And Kelly's like, well, everybody bailed on my test. And again, he doesn't step in and go, okay, well, clearly this experiment is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Back to normal.
She tries to get his help.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm not Mr. Belding. I'm Richie.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude, you're fucking Mr. Belding. This isn't real. And people's lives are getting ruined now.
Yeah. Like, students are getting F's.
Yeah.
Like, you need to step in.
Yeah, it's not cool. Not cool at this point.
Yeah. This experiment has failed.
Right.
We now know that. How about it goes back to normal and you're an adult and you fix the problems? And he's like, no, I'm a kid. You guys have to deal with this. So.
And was this for a whole week or a day?
A whole week. It
so
was a whole week.
That's fucking crazy.
That's super
Parents
crazy.
Parents would be outraged.
100%.
They would be protesting.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you came home and you were like, hey, I got an F on a test today from Kelly.
From Kelly.
You know Kelly who comes over here all the time? My friend Kelly?
She's my teacher this
week. My teacher now and she gave me an F.
And like, my principal mooned me. Like he said he was going to do.
Also, he took me out to lunch and tried to finger me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's
like,
fine because of the claws.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, teachers would immediately call Mr. Belding at home.
This would be a news story.
Yeah.
It's like, teachers and students switch places. There's pedophilia. There's rampant. The football team...
All failed. They all lost their scholarships.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, bare mins, like, parents are calling Mr. Belding at home at night, like, you have to be the principal tomorrow again.
Yeah.
And he's just like, nope, it's a thing we decided. Hey, your kid wrote an essay. I'm sticking to that promise.
Yeah.
The essay contest promise. So, but you're right. He refuses to get involved. He's like, you guys got to handle this on your own. So, Kelly and Slater go to Zach's office. And they're arguing, and they're super like, hey, buddy, you got to fix this. You know, Slater's like, look, I got a tough jock life. I go to school all day, then I play football at night. I ain't got time for these tests.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when Kelly is like, look, I have 1 week to prove myself as a teacher.
Right.
To who?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. The board. Presumably some board of some kind.
Right.
I just realized what's wrong with this whole episode.
What's
that? It's like... It should have started with just, like, an argument where Zach is like, being a principal is really easy. Oh, yeah? Let's switch places.
Right.
Gentleman's agreement.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been. Not an essay contest. That makes this whole thing crazy that it's official.
Gentleman's agreement. Just between him and Belding.
Yeah.
And, like, they just shake hands and that's
but,
the thing.
Yeah, or put Kelly in there too, but you just do it like it shouldn't be this big thing where there is an essay contest.
What my thing is, like, an essay contest isn't, like, legally binding.
Exactly.
Right.
But they act like it's official.
Right.
Like, it's this official thing they do that they have to abide by.
Did you have anything like this in your school?
Hell no.
We didn't even have it for, like, a class. Like, it wasn't even,
for
this one class, we'll switch places. Like, no.
Because you know what happens when you put kids in charge of other kids?
Zero people give up.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Yeah, so Kelly's like, look, I have this 1 week to prove myself as a teacher. If this doesn't go well, it's completely eliminated from my list of potential.
It's back to the strip club for me.
Yeah. I'll never have this as an occupation if this week doesn't go well. Now, Zach goes, but Kelly, I bet a lot on this game. And that's another next level thing for me about these teenagers acting like adults. Well, also, I wasn't in the sports crowd, so I don't know. But, like, I didn't know any teenagers betting on our high school football games.
Yeah.
I mean, where'd you grow up?
Well, I got to say, I mean, I'm from Texas, so I don't know. I think
maybe it was taken more seriously there.
It was taken more seriously, but there were no bets. I mean, I don't remember that happening.
Because I just don't remember teenagers having enough income, enough extra income to be like, I'm going to bet on this high school.
Yeah, everyone bets the $20 that their parents gave them for the movies.
Yeah, so he's like, I got a lot of money I bet on this game. And then Kelly's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to be a good teacher. So they leave. Zach can't decide what to do. Belding comes in.
Wait, who said they bet money?
Zach did. Zach's like, but Kelly, I bet a lot of money on this game.
Right.
So they leave. He's trying to come to a decision on this, and then Belding comes in, and he's like, look, you gotta help. You are the fucking principal.
Yeah.
You are an adult. You have to help me.
Yeah.
And again, he refuses, punctuated by a pocket full of confetti. I gotta say this, I loved so much Belding's, like, tropes of, like, the bad kid.
Yeah, as a pocket full of confetti.
A pocket full of confetti. He's like, ha ha. And I'm like, yeah. No one did
it
that.
Would be a hassle to clean up all that. I mean, there's nothing worse.
It is
than
true.
Individually having to pick
having
up.
Having to pick it up. But that was one of his things along with, he listed some of the pranks he did, and it was, like, so trying to be, like, the classic, like, I'm a rascally kid.
Yeah.
But
well,
I
my favorite
was
right when he walked in, he sat on the desk and, like, played with the pencils in the little pencil cup.
Yes.
Like, that was his
like, that's
thing,
him
being
a hooligan
bad, is just
or whatever. Like
moving pencils around.
Yes.
It's like, that's not that bad.
That always makes me laugh how often that pencil cup comes into play in these, because it, like, people knock it over and stuff. And just the idea that Mr. Belding has a cup with, like, 200 number two pencils on his
unsharpened,
desk.
Because they're all the same length. You
exactly.
can see that. Yeah.
And it's like, is he just constantly taking standardized tests?
Yeah, that's bad. No props to
no
the props on that.
They wasted all their time on the ice this time and then left too many pencils in there.
On prop pencil.
So, yeah, Zach's trying to be, like, talking some sense into him. Like, no, seriously, help me on this. And he's like, fuck you, I'm not. Here's some confetti in your face, and runs off.
Yes.
So, the next scene is in the Max. Kelly and the two other cheer... Kelly, Lisa,
the cheerleader,
and Jesse.
The cheerleading squad.
The three cheerleading squad. They're doing cheers about the game. And she's like, cheering for, in favor of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's weird that Jesse is at all a cheerleader, given exactly what she stands for.
Yes.
Like, doesn't make any sense.
Yes. And I will say that this cheer was, like, super violent. Like, the lyrics to this cheer were, like, rip their heads off and kick them around on the field.
Well, but, you know, kids are teachers this week. So the cheers were the first thing to suffer, I think.
Yeah, it was super crazy violent. And, yeah, Kelly being there is weird. She would just be like, fuck these football players. They skipped my class. They're dicks. I'm not going to go, like, cheer in favor of their game.
Yeah.
And actually Slater says that when Slater gets there, he's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I want the team to win too. And okay, so it's a pep rally, I guess, at the Max. And then so they do their speeches. Like, Slater's like, we're totally gonna win, right guys? Yeah, this is awesome. Here are a few words from our principal Zach.
Uh-oh,
I got a couple problems with this. Maybe it was different at your school. At my school, the principal, even the real one, would never talk at a pep rally.
Okay.
Did your principal never did anything?
I went
like that.
To a weird arts high school, so it's the whole thing.
Did you go to the school from Fame?
Yeah.
I mean, it was like that?
It was, yeah, but it was the one in Houston.
What did you do?
Theater, arts.
Oh, you were an actor?
I was
in high school?
Yeah.
But did you guys still had to take like core stuff, didn't you?
We had 4 hours of academics and then like 4 hours of whatever your art is.
That's
but there were no
great.
Sports at our school.
It was just like a little... Oh, okay. So you didn't have pep rally.
So this is all... We had a pep rally in middle school, but I can't remember if the principal spoke or
well,
not.
Well, mine, like the principal...
I can't speak to this. I'm sorry.
Well, the principal in my school, it's like you only saw him if you were in trouble.
Oh,
like
okay.
He never was at anything. He didn't like speak at anything. So that's weird in general. But even if it is for the gimmick of like kid principal day, Zach comes out, he speaks, and then says... Well, it's going to be hard to win the game, though, because all these players are suspended.
Yeah.
So even if it's a real thing that principals speak at pep rallies, they certainly don't publicly announce
suspend
suspensions.
That was borderline. That was crazy. That
is super crazy.
Like, hey, Zach, you're endangering yourself. You're just a kid. Everyone knows that. And you're at a pep rally for the football team.
Right.
So and you're suspending the best players.
Yes.
You're going to get the shit kicked out of
you. Everyone wants to kick your ass now. Everyone.
Yeah.
Also, you can't... That's even a thing, too, where I think that you can't publicly announce people's...
Yeah, you can't do that.
Like, punishments.
Right. Well, in the it's in the clause of this magical this magical bullshit.
It's in the clause of t-shirts. So he publicly says they're suspended. So he's the next scene, and he's back in the office, and then that is when everyone literally storms down the door. Mm. What we're made to believe is like the entire school.
Yeah, the whole school comes in.
Knock the door down, which also they would all get like expelled. That's technically the actual principal's door. They'd get expelled.
Right.
That's damage to school property.
Right. But instead.
But they're all like yelling. They all want to kick his ass, as they should. And this is when Zach... fucking Morris, the guy on the show who has never done a shred of homework, doesn't give a fuck about anything, says to Slater, your first duty here is to get an education.
Right.
Like, he's all of a sudden just like...
They all ended up taking this very seriously, very quickly.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And again, before publicly... This is not the final exam.
I know.
This is just a test.
Yeah, there's no reason to suspend
give it
them.
Any day.
Yeah. Well, the solution to this whole thing is to just take the test.
Take the test.
And it's like crazy that this whole time no one thought of this.
Right.
Until doesn't Kelly say it?
Yes, because they go, well, what can we,
Zach
you know.
Goes, do they still have time to take the test? And Kelly goes, yeah, I guess.
Well, he goes, Slater's like, I wish we could still play this game.
Yeah.
And Kelly is like, me too, or I wish I could still give the test. And that's when Zach's like, let's do both.
Yeah.
And then, can they still take the test? And she's like
well, you guys could have done this whole time.
This whole time. During the pep rally, you could be taking the test. So, they do. They sit down while the game is going on. They take the test. Kelly's like, if everybody passes, you can go play in the middle of it.
Once again, it's not their average.
It's
like,
not.
You can only not play if you fail that
the
year.
Class.
That, or the whole class.
Exactly.
Not a test. That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. And again...
They could have done that. They could have just written that differently. It would have been very easy to do.
Yeah.
You guys are flunking. If you flunk this test, you flunk the whole class.
They could have made it the final exam. This is your final
exam.
Yes,
exactly. Just do
that. It counts for whatever percent of your grade. But no, it's just a test.
Right. So...
So they all pass.
So they pass. Then my favorite... is Zach talks to the camera.
Yes.
And says, in case you're wondering.
Yes.
And then they show crazy stock footage of an Oklahoma Sooners college football game.
Yes.
That we're led to believe is Bayside over Benny Hill music.
It's totally over like fakey yakety sax. And you're right. Because not only does the field clearly say Oklahoma, but it's all like grown ass men.
Like humongous
college men.
Yeah. And it's like 20-year-old footage, like all grainy. Like it's on microfilm. And And then Zach says, Bayside won, 48-21. Go Bayside.
Yes.
And that's the end of the episode.
Yes. So, as we talked about briefly, you did watch this growing up. Did you watch it like the four times a day it was on?
Oh, yeah. It was my come home from school and what I would watch.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, get your snacks, sit and watch it.
Yes, from like 3 to 4 and then like 4 to 5, whatever it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have the exact same history with it. And you had a genuine love for it. You weren't watching it at the time.
Genuine
ironically.
Love. I didn't know what ironic shit was.
Yes.
I sent Tiffany Eberthesen a love letter.
No, you didn't.
I got a postcard back signed from, I'm guessing, her assistant, but I thought it was real, and I bragged to all my friends.
Wait a minute. You really did say, what did you say in this love letter?
Just that, like, I had a huge crush on her, and that I think, if she wants to be my girlfriend, that'd be great. I don't know.
You really did ask?
Yeah, I was just, like, so in love with her.
That's, like, the sweetest thing I've ever heard. So, the postcard that you got back, was it personalized, or was it just her signature?
It was, on one side, it was a picture where she was in, like, blue jean shorts and a white shirt, and it has, like, her name on it.
Right.
And then on the back, it's in Sharpie, it says, like, tons of love, Tiffany Eberthesen.
Right. Do you still have this?
Yeah.
Please, is it like framed at your apartment?
Yeah, you want me to post? I do have it here. I mean, I didn't bring it.
Right.
Here,
but no, but send me a picture of it.
Yeah, I will.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, yeah, well, you can post it on
the
site.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. Turns out later, her husband ends up being on Parks and Rec sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
So has she ever come along? Like,
no,
I
haven't seen her, but I would love to tell her that.
Oh my God!
I
if
have
that
this
happens,
postcard.
Yes.
And if I could get her real autograph, because yes. I don't believe that she really signed it.
She well, can't you just tell? Can't you get it via her husband?
Well, then
can you
I
be
guess.
Like, look, dude, I used to jerk it to your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Do me a solid.
I don't know how that conversation.
Please
goes.
Get her autograph.
So, no, I'll just listen. It wasn't meant to be with us. Right. I think they have a very happy life.
Yeah,
it's
they have
done.
Kids and
they
stuff.
Have kids.
Like, yeah,
she Instagrams them. Yeah,
yeah. You follow her on Instagram?
I've browsed.
Yeah.
I've browsed, but I haven't followed.
Have you accidentally double tapped on some of them? And then she's going to go, oh, it's that kid.
It's
that kid that wrote to me.
God willing.
I did that once. I didn't know, accidentally.
The double
I was, like,
tap is the
creeping
worst.
Creeping on a
and
dude.
And then do you undouble tap?
I think I might have. Or I think I was like, it doesn't matter. They already know, right?
I don't know. That's
I think
the
they
thing.
Already know.
If you do it like immediately, then maybe.
I went out with a dude 100% solely from Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
And from, did you accidentally like his
no,
photo of
no,
his?
No, I'll tell you, he is a lovely dude. Yeah. It didn't work out, like, there weren't, like, date vibes, but, like, I didn't start using Instagram until relatively recently, like, I'd forgotten I had it.
Okay.
So when I got on, I had, like, you know, 10 followers or whatever, 9 of them were friends of mine, and one, I was like, I have no idea who this dude is.
Right.
So then I looked at his pictures, and he was, like, hot.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is cool, but I was like, I have no idea who this is.
Yeah.
And then...
But this was before, or could you send messages to each other on
this
there?
Is, no, you couldn't yet.
So you had to
this
leave
was
a comment.
Like last year. No, then, based on that, I looked him up on Twitter.
Because
again, I thought, I was like, oh, maybe I do know who this is and I'm mean and forgot his name or something. Yeah. So look him up on Twitter and I was like, no, I totally don't know who this guy is. So then I just send him a DM on Twitter. And I was like, I see you're following me on all these things. Do I know who you are?
That's what your opener was?
Yeah, I go, I swear, because I don't give a fuck about that stuff. I just was like,
no, I know,
hey,
but like,
I have no game. I mean, I'm the person that goes up and is like, hi, I like you. Will you go on a date with me? Check
well,
yes
you just
no.
seem like a nice person. I'm just wondering, like,
no, I go,
how you initiate that.
No, I literally did. I sent him a DM on Twitter and I said, hey, I see you're following me on these things. Do we know each other? And then I said, I swear this is not a line. Like, I'm genuinely like, do I know who you are?
Right.
And he wrote back and was just like, oh, no, I don't think
but
we know each other.
But it was a line.
It wasn't. I was genuinely
you
like.
You thought he was hot. You yeah. were genuinely like.
Yeah.
Do we know each other? So that's real.
Yeah.
But also, this is a line.
It is a line, but I do really want to know who you are. And then he just wrote back and was like, oh, no, we've never met, but I like your stuff or whatever. And then so I wrote back and was like, do you want to have dinner? And he was like, yes.
You said that?
Yeah, we had dinner like the next night.
You asked him?
Totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was like, here's my email. Do you want to have dinner or whatever?
And he was like, fucking yeah.
Yeah, and we did. And it was lovely. He's great.
And he's listening to this right now.
He's probably not listening to this. He's a great dude. Like, it wasn't like date vibes, but we've hung out since as friends.
That's
and
cool.
It's been like super fun.
So there you have it.
So that's my most like, we were talking before about date, future date. That's my most future, like,
dating.
I met a guy on Instagram.
Yeah,
like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
That's cool as hell.
Yeah.
Good job. And I love that you went for it.
Oh, I do that all the time. It's usually unappealing, to be honest.
No way.
It totally. I've had dudes be like, this is weird because I don't feel like I'm like the dude in this.
Okay, maybe those dudes are whack as fuck because like that's cool. Like people being forward and honest is always cooler than the fucking bullshit.
I mean, I think that, but a lot
of cool people who are worth it think that.
Aw. I mean, yeah, I kind of, the last guy I dated seriously, it kind of was like that too. He was really, yeah. Like, I met him on OkCupid, but then he was 100% like, fuck OkCupid, what's your phone number? I'm calling you right now.
Right.
And like, that was awesome.
And then it was on.
It was super on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My sister met her husband on, I don't know if I can say that on a podcast. Actually, they're fine. Did. They're open with it. It doesn't matter.
Well, they're married
and
no now.
They're
it's
married
like,
and they have a child. Yeah. So it works
no,
out.
That kind of shit. The guy I met on OkCupid, I met because he was looking for a date to his brother's wedding.
Uh-huh.
In his brother's wedding, his brother was marrying a lady he met on Match.com.
Okay.
So it's just like, yeah. It's kind of,
yeah.
I don't even think it's taboo anymore.
Oh, it's definitely
yeah.
not.
So.
But for some reason, some people still.
Yeah.
Is this still about Saved by the Bell?
Yes. Anyway, so
is this what happens on most podcasts? That it just veers off into whatever.
Well, no, sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, most of the time on this one, we end up talking about what happened in high school because I compare it to things on
right,
here.
Right.
But,
right. Okay.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
If it's
we're
a
talking
pleasant,
about some current ass shit.
It's
and
current
not
shit.
High school. Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about how currently you're trying to get Tiffany Amber Thiessen's autograph.
Yes, I'm currently a grown man. But
I mean, that's all.
Yeah.
Listen. That's how this ties together. Also, currently, I'm sure, like, Screech is on OkCupid or something.
I'm sure he is, or I'm yeah. sure that he's DMing a lot of girls on Twitter.
Yeah, 100%. That's 100% true. Now I'm going to have to look him up and see if he's on Instagram. Is Screech on Instagram?
I actually haven't looked him up. But I bet he does the move where he, like, follows a girl so that they can DM and
yeah.
then he quickly deletes her so no one sees that he hit on a fucking whoever. That's like all what the move of the creeps is.
Wait, what is it?
Is like, I just know specifically of a guy who did this. No, it's not me. Grow up, everyone.
No, tell me this move so I don't
no, it's
have
just
it
like,
happen to me.
You have to follow someone for you guys to DM.
Yes.
But you don't
just
always
like Twitter,
want
right?
people seeing that you're following these people that you're hitting on.
Okay.
So you just have to like DM them quickly and be like, what's your email?
And
they
then
give it to you and then you unfollow.
But
and
why?
And it keeps your shit, keeps your game discreet.
But in the way that you're embarrassed because this person's a dork or you don't want other girls to know that you're hitting on
it's
this girl?
It's usually like if
like
you're,
I don't even get
if
the
you're
strategy.
A player who crushes a lot.
Oh, okay.
Then girls can see that you're following a bunch
what
of like.
What girl is that?
That you're recently following these new girls.
Right.
And I you guess know what's interesting is like I have had a girlfriend that has yelled at me for like following new girls before. I'm like, what? Following new girls? Who gives a shit?
Wow. See, but you're talking to some, I'm so oblivious. Like, I've probably been, like, cheated on. Because I don't pay attention to any of that. And not even, like, I'm so cool. Like, I just am lazy. Like, I swear to God. Like, I never
yeah.
look at any of that shit.
Yeah.
So, but now I feel like, oh, am I supposed to?
Oh, yeah. You got to check their cell phones. You got to be fucking crazy.
Seriously, never. Because I'm like, whatever. And I'm also like, if you're going to cheat on me, you're going to cheat on me. Like, I'm not
going
to be able to do
you
anything
are
about it.
The fucking Dalai Lama of this. Because most girls,
I swear, I kind of feel that way. It's like it's gonna. If you want it to happen, it's gonna happen. So me getting stressed out about it's not gonna stop it.
Are you honestly? Are you like the Zen master?
No, I just don't have a lot of experience.
Oh, okay.
So that's also part of it. I haven't had to worry about this a lot because
right.
I haven't had a lot of boyfriends. So I'm probably talking out of my ass. Watch the next guy I date. I'm like obsessively checking his phone every second.
We all get there at one point.
Okay. That's a good way.
That was
as
a great
to end this.
Man, yeah, we just kept it so real.
People probably stopped listening like 10 minutes ago. Like as soon as we talked about Zach
I
talking to the camera,
forgot we were recording.
Yeah,
about 10 minutes.
So,
ago.
All right, you guys, that was another episode of Go Bayside. Your Twitter is at
Twiddles.
Twiddles.
Yeah, ELS.
And you just work all the time.
I
was
going to
say,
so
do you have any shows
plug,
coming?
Don't
off?
Plug any. Well, no, that's not even. Nothing's worth it. It doesn't matter.
I'll have you know I have dozens of listeners. No, I do want to say, actually, after being on At Midnight, like, this shit
yeah.
is popping off.
No, I mean, it's not because of this show. I'm saying none of my shit. I care if people see it or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need to work on your self-esteem.
Well, it's just like, who cares? I'm like with you are with guys cheating on you with,
Okay, don't. Now it sounds like I'm pro that happening. Like, oh, I'm totally cool with it and it should happen. That's
know,
not
I'm
what I'm saying. Future suitors.
That's how I feel about people coming to my shows.
is like,
listen,
they're gonna do it if they want to.
You might come, you might not. I'm gonna do my
shit. I kind of feel that way too when it comes to promoting things.
Yeah,
but I do want to say for this.
Yeah.
I wanted to say hi to all new listeners. Since I was on At Midnight, like, it was crazy and it's awesome and I'm freaking out. And so thank you to all the new subscribers. I really appreciate it. And thanks to Chris Hardwick for the shout out, because that dude says jump and nerds say how high.
Yes.
So thanks, everyone. And yeah, that was another episode of Go Bayside. The next episode, for those of you watching along on Netflix, is, and I have to seriously, honestly say, is my favorite episode. It's the Screech's spaghetti sauce episode.
Oh, I know that's your favorite because I heard your bit.
My bit? Oh, that's right. On the show. Well, that's because I had just recorded it.
Yeah.
And it was still in my head.
Yeah.
It is my, it, everybody, I know everybody says, oh, the Jesse, I'm so excited. That one's a little overrated to me. The Screech's spaghetti sauce one, I think, is my favorite episode because it is the most absurd.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, no, when we did Tiger Lily and
it was just the day that I'd recorded it with Millie and I couldn't stop thinking about it. But I also just think about it in general.
They do like a mock commercial for it.
Yes. Right? It's a great up.
So tune in, gang.
So tune in.
And thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And thanks, you guys. That was another episode of Go Bayside. Beep, 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 Go Bayside!